Zdaj, do danes večer menj smo si pogledali, kako narediti začetki in konc naše radijske zveze, se pravi, kako narediti antene na enem in na drugem koncu zveze. Ne? Zmerno smo pa rekli, da vmes je prazen prostor, ne, se pravi, najbolj preprost možen primer, da nimamo nobene snovi vmes, nobene ovire. Tisto, kar nam ostane pri tem predmetu, si pogledati, če kaj se z radijskimi valovi dogaja v primeru ovir. Ne? Zdaj, tukaj mogoče, tu je tista razlika tudi radio napram in dosti bolj preprosti stvari, kot kar je svetloba. Ne? Pri svetlobi, preprosto, zad za oviro, zveza svetloben žarek ne pride, zad za oviro, zveza svetlobna zveza ne gre, ne, če tako, na hitro se ne povemo. Ne? Prednost radijske zveze je ravno tisto, da lahko pride skozi oviro, ne? Risen, ki je bilo, ne? Kaj se je bil ten, da skozi zaprta vrata mi ne moremo, ampak duh lahko pride skozi zaprta vrata. Oni, ki se prestrači, pa lahko pa razbije vrata, pa lukna vratih, ne reče. Ja, se bo pa ta pravi duh, ki je šel skozi zaprta vrata. Ne? Se pravi, tisto, kar rad jaz mora. So, what we did to, up to now is we looked at both ends of our radio communication. Look how to make antennas, so to how transform radiation from a transmission line into something traveling in free space. And the assumption was always that we had free space in between. The space is not always free. It may be filled with obstacles. It may be filled with some kind of media that absorbs our radiation. And that's what we are going to do in now, the second half of this course, to see how to deal with these situations. Se pravi, kakšno nalogo imamo? Imamo dve. Eno dajno anteno, tukaj rečemo. Zdaj, vmes imamo lahko različne stvari, ne vmes. Lahko imamo eno oviro, ne. So we can have an obstacle. Ki nam moti tale neposredne žare, ne. The obstacle may be extending into the line of sight between the transmitting and receiving antenna. Lahko imamo odboje, ne? Če prostor ni popolnoma prazen. Lahko. So, we may have reflections. Lahko imamo slabljenje, tukaj vmes se nalaja zrače, ne? So we can have absorption of our radiation, because the space is not free, is filled with some gas, and also our atmosphere is not transparent to all wavelengths of electromagnetic radiation. Some wavelengths may go through almost unnoticed, while some other wavelengths may get absorbed into our radiation. Danes si bomo pogledali tisti, ta prvi primer, se pravi, danes si bomo pogledali primer ovire, ne? So, today we are trying to look at the problem of an obstacle. We have an obstacle between two our antennas. See, what is the effect of an obstacle? Something, nekaj kar v splošnem primeru, ne, na oviri imamo lahko tudi uklon. So an obstacle we may also have an effect. We call it defection. This is yet another of the effects that may happen of an obstacle. No, pak u primeru, dokler je ta uklon majhen, slab, skušamo mi zvezano namestiti, kaj bi morali tukaj narediti v tem hribu. Ne? Zdaj, če se spomnite, ker ste bili majhni, ste višno gledali risenke od profesorja Baltazarja, ne? On je imel take zamisli, da je prinesel mašino, pa je zvrtal tunel skozi hrib, ne? Če mu nekaj ni šlo. Ne? So, now we look at the problem of the obstacle today. We neglect the diffraction, a part of the obstacle, but we look at what should we do with this obstacle. So, when you were little kids, you may remember, but I don't know in your country, the cartoons of Professor Balthazar. Professor Balthazar is a kid's hero, and he always has strange solutions to problems, and usually, if he has a problem like this, he drills a hole, he drills a tunnel in the hill to solve the problem. No, če gremo tukaj delati tunel, koliko velik mora biti ta tunel? So, say if we call Professor Balthazar and help it, ask him what to do, or he's going to ask us, how large a tunnel do you need? Koliko velik tunel bi morali narediti, da je v hribu, da bomo vzpostavili lahko to radijsko zvezo, ne? No, zdaj tako, iz optike bi sklepali, da pač ta presek tunela, ne, tukaj, bi moral biti vsaj toliko velik, kot so velike antene, ne? So the first idea would be that the tunnel should be the same, approximately the same size as the antenna, as the transmitter antenna, this is the transmitter, and as the receiving antenna. Samo zdaj, tukaj v tem primeru vidite, če smo naredili tako tunel, če bi šli računati tukaj moč v tunelu, ne? If we calculate the power in the tunnel, we have the power of the transmitter here, the power of the receiver here, imamo moč oddajnika, moč sprejemnika, moč v tunelu, ne? Lahko ugotovimo, da tukaj imamo zdaj dve zvezi zaporedno vezani. So, we have a series connection of two links now. Two radio links, we have the power of the transmitter times the gain of the transmitting antenna, times the area of the receiving antenna, this is the area of the tunnel now, 4 pi R1 squared. Če je tu tukaj R1, ne? Je R1 na razdalji. In ta druga zveza, ki jo imamo, to je ta druga zveza, ki je tukaj na razdalji R2, ne? Na razdalji R2, je pa moč v sprejemniku, je moč v tunelu, krat tu se obnaša kot ena antena, se pravi, men dobitek tunela bi lahko tukaj napisal, ne rečemo, ampak tukaj je površina sprejemne antene 4 pi R2 na kvadrat. Ne? So, in the case of a tunnel, we have two concatenated radio links. The first radio link is from the transmitting antenna to the tunnel. The tunnel has a receiving area, AT. And the second link is from the tunnel to the receiving antenna. And the second radio link from the tunnel to the antenna is tunnel access and antenna aperture, has some gain, and here we have the surface of the receiving antenna. Neglecting things like efficiencies and so on. Se pravi, tukaj smo zanemarli stvari, kakor se izkoristi, smatramo, da znamo dober izkoristek, so we hope that we are able to build an antenna with a good efficiency and neglect this. Kakšna je zdaj tukaj, kakšen je zdaj tukaj račun, ne? Ja, če sta dve radijski vezi zaporedno vezani, celotno slabljenje narašča, kakor razdalja na četrto potencijo. Zato, ker v prvi zvezi narašča slabljenje na kvadrat, v drugi zvezi tudi narašča slabljenje na kvadrat, ne? Se pravi, skupaj bo četrta potenca tukaj noter. So, if we combine these two equations, say, to have the receiving power out of the transmitting power, if we have two radio leaks concatenated here, we see that the attenuation of the whole link is proportional to the r to the fourth power, because we have distance squared here and distance squared here, multiplied is distance to the fourth power. This is certainly not what we were looking for. Se pravi, tudi nam slabljenje narašča za četrto potenco razdalje, zagotovo ni tisto, kar smo iskali, kar tu pomeni bistveno večje slabljenje, kot kar pa v običajni zvezi, ker nam slab v praznem prostoru, ker nam pada slabljenje samo z kvadratom razdalje. So, having an attenuation that increases as distance to the fourth power is certainly not what we were looking for. We were looking something comparable to free space communication. Free space communication, the power decreases r to the second power, so it's inversely proportional to the r squared. And now we have r to the fourth power, so this is not what we were looking for. This is questionable, so the tunnel is really questionable here. Tukaj vprašanje je tak tunel, ni tu ta prava rešitev. Zdaj, zagotovo nekaj, če nam pada slabljenje s četrto potenco, tu smo daleč od tisa, kar smo imeli v praznem prostoru, kjer nam je slabljenje v radijski zvezi padalo z kvadratom predstavljanje. In zdaj, z tega sledi vprašanje, ne, ja, koliko pa mora biti velik ta tunel, ne? So the question comes out, how large a tunnel do we need to avoid these things happening? To have really something comparable to free space. Or in other words, our radiation, how much space does it use? Se pravi, zdaj zgradi odgovori na vprašanje, naše valovanje, koliko prostora sploh potrebuje. Ne? Koliko prostora potrebuje valovanje, da se širi od oddajne antene do sprejemne antene? So, our question for today is to find an answer. How much space do we need for the waves, radio waves, propagate from the transmitting antenna to the receiving antenna? What is the volume really required to do this? And there is no simple answer to this question. Na to vprašanje ni enega enostavnega odgovora in bomo videli takoj, zakaj tudi zgodovinsko je kakšen hecen dogodek bil. So, there is no simple answer to this question, and historically speaking, there were some very famous things happening around, so some of them really funny, so I will have to explain what is going on. Kar si moramo postaviti, mi si moramo postaviti zdaj slikco, da bomo tu računali, ne? Se pravi, os z si ponovali postavimo v smeri naše zvijeze, osi in x in y bojo zdaj pravokotne. So, in order to try to calculate something, we put a coordinate system, we put the z-axis in the direction of our waves, x and y-axis are in a perpendicular plane to the direction. Imamo nekje oddajnik, I use the Slovenian word here, for transmitter oddajnik, that's the reason I write out, oh, this is transmitter. And we have the receiver. Jaz pišem S za sprejemnik, O za oddajnik, ne. Za tuje študente, to je mačk, bolj čudno za razumeti, ne. So, I use this abbreviation in Slovenian, oddajnik and sprejemnik, transmitter and receiver. In moramo pogledati zdaj, kaj se tukaj dogaja. No, ampak v tej ravnini XY, jaz bi se to lahko v to ravnino XY zdaj postavil tukaj noter posamezne Huygensove izvore. So, I could put Huygens sources into this plane, XY plane here. Ne, in imam zdaj tukaj razdaljo do oddajnika. Imam tukaj od tega Huygensova vira razdaljo do sprejemnika. Tukaj bi lahko rekel, da narašča teta oddajnika, tukaj bi lahko rekel, da narašča nek teta sprejemnika. Ne? In tukaj imam Huygensov vir, ki ima pač svoj smear and diagram I got here. So here our MacHagen source has its radiation pattern.
И неясно можем сочтеть за все таке Хайгенсове изворчко. Тук I
have to sum up all these Хайгенс sources, these coordinates x and y. На Хайгенсове изворчко се нахая на координатах x и y. И можем сочтеть такшне Хайгенсове изворчко. Здей, Хайгенсове извор се спомни сте да смо уготовили де он не превраќа поляризација, не нарди кашне чудне ствари през поляризација. Тако де, јас бам денес писал тука и ствари брез поляризација. So the Huygens source is not doing anything to polarization. We saw that when we were developing the exact equations for the Huygens source. So it's not modifying the polarization. And today, to simplify our discussion on the board, I will try to avoid polarization, so I will not draw vectors. The electric field will be just a scalar quantity. Električno polje bo zdaj danes samo skalarna veličina, ne znam, kaj bomo pogledali. Ne? No, in kaj lahko rečemo tukaj, ne? Lahko rečemo, da zdaj ta Huygensov izvorček bo tukaj dajal en DE, brez vektorskega znaka. DE without the vector sign, because we said we neglect polarization. J od 2 lambda, ne? Električno polje, tam na per x in y, ne? No, se ga imamo na odprtini, ne? So the electric field at the aperture we have. DX, DY, ne? Y, ne? Tukaj, ne? Imamo tukaj n min j k r sprijemnika do r sprijemnika, ne? So if we are trying to look at the electric field at the field contribution at the receiver, we have to account for this distance both in the magnitude and in the phase. In moramo pogledati naš smiren diagram Hamiltonovega vira, ena in kozinus teta, ne? Kjer je ta teta, kjer štejemo ta teta štejemo tukaj vmes. So this teta is the difference between these two angles. Here is teta. To vmes bi bil teta. No, ampak sam ta naš e od x in y, ne? Še tega, če zapišemo, ne? Tale e od x in od y, ne? Se pravi, ta na tej mejni ploski. So, we are trying to put the obstacle into the plane xy. And in the plane xy, we have now to compute the electric field from our source, from our transmitter. Kakšno je to električno polje? Dobro. Tu je zagotovo sorazmerno toku po oddajniku, če imam tukaj nek tok, tukaj, ne? Ne? In n manj j k r do oddajnika deljeno z r do oddajnika. So, the electric field here in the xy plane is certainly proportional to the current, the transmitted antenna, times phase and magnitude of an omnidirectional source. Here we are not going to make things complicated. We are trying to find first our radio link between two omnidirectional antennas. If we have directional antennas, we will talk about that later on. Se pravi, tukaj preprosto vzamemo neusmerjen vir, ne? Se pravi, ni nobenega smernega diagrama tukaj. Če bomo imeli usmerjene antene, si bomo tu potem pogledali, bomo videli, da stvar ponavadi še zdelč ni tako zabuljena, ne? Ja.
The Huygensov vir je pravokoten na to RS.
Huygensov vir, ja, ni čist v ravnini XY, je malček zmaknjen ven, ker je pravokoten na smer proti oddajniku, ne? So the Huygens source is not exactly in the xy plane. It should be at right angle to the direction to the source. Ne, imamo in tak Huygensov vir pod kotom, ne? Kar bomo zdaj zanemarili, zanemarili bomo tudi Huygensov, pravzaprav vse, kar je zanimivo, se dogaja v območju, kjer so tu skoraj pravi koti. So, our simplification here is going to be that everything what is going on at very close to the z-axis. And all angles are almost right angles. So we have the simplest form of the Huygens source at right angle. Zakaj bomo to naredili? So why are we doing this? Why can we do this? Zato, ker tukaj gor v teh izrazih, za vse praktične primere, se faza spreminja dosti hitreje kot amplituda. So, in all practical cases, phase is changing here much quicker than magnitude. Magnitude is in here in the denominator, but magnitude is also in the Huygens source. Magnitude is also in our simplification. We said that this Huygens source is at right angle. It is not exactly right angle. But this is a small change of magnitude, while the phase is changing really quickly. So we are mainly talking about the phase. No, še nekaj v najte naši slikci si napišemo in sicer to je razdaljo oddajnik do koordinatnega izhodišča označimo kot razdaljo do oddajnika, to je razdaljo do sprejemnika, pišemo kot d do sprejemnika. So, the shortest distance from the transmitter to the origin of the coordinate system is dO and dS is the shortest distance from the origin to the receiver. No, z tega se zdaj lahko zapišemo ven, koliko so razdalje, ne? Razdalja do Huygensovega izvočka je kvadrat od Fourierin iz oddajnika na kvadrat in x kvadrat in y kvadrat, ne? In razdalja do sprejemnika je, spet po Pitagorom izreku, razdalja do sprejemnika na kvadrat in x kvadrat in y kvadrat, ne? So I introduce this dO and dS just to have the distances RO and RS expressed with these constants and the coordinates of our Huygens source. No, in tisto, kar bo treba zdaj narediti, ne, celotno električno polje, ne, če je bilo tu električno polje na odprtini, ne, so this was the electric field on the aperture here. Celotno električno polje bo jasno treba tukaj integrirati, ne? Se pravi, celotno električno polje bo zdaj integral tega dN, so we have to sum up all these contributions. In kje bo tekel ta integral? Ta integral teče po x in po y, ne? So this integral is running over all x's and over all y's in the plane xy. V tisti ravnini bomo seštevali. No, zdaj lahko pogledamo, kaj imamo tukaj, ne? So we can have a look what we have under this integral. Pogledamo, dobro, imamo konstanto, j za lambda. Ustavimo to električno polje, sem da so insert the aperture field up here. So we are proportional to the transmitter. Imamo n manj j k od tajnika. Tajnika, ne? Potem imam še ena menja tka razpredenja. Tu imam in imam smeren diagram tega, kaj da so ga izvora. Ne? Zdaj se malo pogledati, kaj bo ta smeren diagram, koliko je ta stvar pravzaprav velika. Ne? Ta smeren diagram, jasno, če smo rekli, da zanimajo nas bojo osi v bližini, osi z, ne? Se pravi, če gre sta x in y, ne? proti nič in y proti nič, ne? Z tega sledi, da tisti teta, ne? Cosinus teta gre proti ena, ne? So, our simplification here for the radiation pattern of the Huygens source here, the many Huygens sources we have in the xy plane. Our simplification is that when we are close to the z-axis, when x and y go to zero, cosine theta goes to one. Se pravi, ta stvar gre nekje proti dva, ne? Se pravi, jaz lahko napišem tukaj, da imam nek smeren diagram f od theta in v, ne? Sam ta smeren diagram f od theta in v gre proti dva vrednosti, ne? So, if we have this goes to 1 plus 1, this, the sum goes to, towards 2. The x, the y. I write the differentials at the end of the formula. In to bilo zdaj treba sešteti, da vidimo za različne primere, kako se te stvari seštevajo tukaj na. So we would have to try to calculate how much field do we have. In zdaj, jasno, neskončno polje bi morali sešteti po neskončni ravnini x, y, ampak lahko pogledamo zdaj vprašanje profesorja Baltazarja. Nekoliko velik tunel mora profesor Baltazar zvrtati v hribu. So, now the issue is, we have to ask Professor Baltazar, how big a tunnel should be drilled in our obstacle to have the radio link. Kaj si lahko takrat, kakšno poenostavitev naredimo, ne? No, najbolj preprosto je narediti okrogel tunel, ne? So the simplest way is to drill a round hole in the obstacle. Bomo videli, sve tudi, kmal bomo videli, sve tudi to najbolj čuden primer in to najbolj zagamen primer, kar so v fiziki so prišli do čudnih rezultatov in to je vse v prepiru Francoske akademije znanosti. So, drilling a round hole in the obstacle, it's maybe the simplest thing to do, but it's also the most tricky. And 200 years ago, this problem, not yet talking about radio, because we didn't have radio 200 years ago, but we had light. When Fresnel presented his light theory at the French Academy of Sciences, this started a fierce battle in the French Academy of Sciences. So, this is something we should see what has happened and how did politicians then solve this problem. Kako so politiki to rešili, to zanimivo, da prvi predsednik ima ime politika, da ne ime Fresnela, ne? So the problem got the name of a politician, not of the inventor of Fresnel and not of his fierce counterpart, the mathematician Poisson, at the French Academy of Science. Ja, najlažje bi bilo, če mi zdaj zvrtamo tukaj okroglo luknjo, ne? Se pravi, rišem še enkrat, drawing once again, the same drawing, not to have too many things. Z-axis. So the simplest thing is to have a round aperture here. Med tukaj okroglo. Ino, ne? In med povsod drugot med zaslon. So, to have a screen with a round hole inside. And this was the case of the dispute at the French Academy of Sciences. So. In ta odprtina ne ima tukaj en polmer recimo Ahmarja. So, how to make the computation in this case here? Ja, to je prva stvar, kar bomo naredili bomo poenostavitve z razdalje. So we are going to trying to do simplifications. Simplifications in the case that x and y are much smaller than the distances to the transmitter or to the receiver. Se pravi, naredili bomo to poenostavitev, da sta x in y dosti manjša od razdalj oddajnikov, do oddajnika in do spremnika, ker to je tudi praktičen primer. So, our practical case is actually like this. we are not trying to throw down the whole mountain. We are trying to make a small tunnel, and here the distance between the receiver and transmitter is large. No, in takrat lahko pogledamo, kakšne so poenostavitve tukaj, ne? Če tu približno korenimo, so making an approximation for these square roots, if the first term is very large, to je razdalja do oddajnika, razdalja do sprejemnika, tukaj in, ne? X kvadrat in Y kvadrat, ne? Kvadrat z 2D, ne? Z 2D. Tajnika, z 2D do sprijemnika. So these are our simplifications if things are small. Taking just the first term of the developing the square root into series. Ne, in lahko gremo zdaj pogledati, kje bomo tu uporabili. Ne? Najbolj natančno moramo to upoštevati v fazi. Amplitudo lahko zanemarim, no se amplitudo imam tudi tukaj. Ne? So in these equations I have amplitude. I have here this, this, and this are all amplitude variations. Yeah. And much more important, here and here I have phase. Phase will be much more critical than amplitude. Much more critical. In zaradi tega fazo bomo skušali pisati točno, amplitudo bomo pa poenostavili. So, we are going to simplify the amplitude as much as we can. So, this radiation pattern of the Huygens source, we say that this is approximately 2. If cosine of theta goes to 1, this is approximately 2. Approximations for the amplitude, 1 over R transmitter, goes to 1 over D. And 1 over R receiver is approximately 1 over D receiver. So, in the amplitude, we neglect these two terms. Pri amplitudi zanemarimo ta dva člena, ne? Vzamemo približke, ne? So, this is the simplification for the amplitude. This one, and this one, and this one. We are trying to make not too many simplifications with the phase. Spalo se trudimo ne narediti kaj preveč poenostavito, ne? Se pravi, s fazo, če imamo zdaj te izraze tukaj, n manj jk r oddajnika in n manj jk r sprejemnika, ne? Te stvari, da bojo približno, ne? So we are trying to make approximations of the phases. Uzamemo ta približek. So for our approximation, we are going to use this approximation. Se pravi, tu bo n manj j k z oddajnika, ne? Krat n manj j k, ne? X kvadrat in y kvadrat z 2 d oddajnika, ne? Se pravi, vsoto tukaj se naredil produkt dveh. So the sum in the exponent, I develop it into the multiplication of the functions. In isto stvar naredim spodaj, n manj j k d sprijemnika, krat n manj j k, x kvadrat in y kvadrat, z 2 d sprijemnika. Ne? Tu sem napravil zdaj, ne? No, in naš integral za električno polje, ne? So, rewriting here the integral with our simplifications. Če prepišemo zdaj integral z vsemi poenostavitvami, ne? Kaj dobimo ven zdaj tukaj, ne? Električno polje, ne? Zdaj približno, ne? Damo vse, kar je konstanta, damo pred integral. So we put the constant in front of the integral. This one, this one, this one. Se pravi, pišemo zdaj j z lambda, ker ta dvojka se pokrajša tukaj smirni gram. So, this two here cancels out about, approximately cancels out with this deviation pattern here. Se pokrajša. Imamo jasno konstante alfa i konstanta. Imamo zdaj ta dva člena. So these two terms do not integrate because they are constant. We can put them in front. Right, n minus j k, d oddajnika in d sprejemnika. Ne? Deljeno z tukaj d oddajnika, d sprejemnika. D oddajnika, d sprejemnika. Ne? Če napišem. Ne? No, in imam še tukaj zdaj integral, ki mi je ostal po x in po y. Ne? Left in mouth integral. Ne? In pod mojim integralom imam zdaj tu tukaj. Ne? Tu tukaj in tu tukaj ostane pod integralom. Ne? No, tisto bi lahko zdaj jaz seštel. So I could sum up these terms in a single exponent function. N minus j k. N z 2 d oddajnika in N z 2 d sprejemnika krat x kvadrat i kvadrat, ne, so summing this, multiplying this two term, I sum the exponents, the x and y. Tisto, kar bi lahko še napisal zdaj, bi lahko še pogledal, kaj je to tukaj, da ne bomo toklo basarijo toklo dolgo vlačili, ne. So what is this sum here? 1 over 2d transmitter plus 1 over 2d receiver. Tu je zdaj 2 d oddajnika d sprejemnika, skupni imenovalc, d oddajnika in d sprejemnika. Ne? So I could further simplify this thing. Further rewrite it. Just to see what it's like. No, zdaj smo pa rekli za naš primer krožnje. Ne, ne. Bomo uporabili, tukaj se splača uporabiti polarne koordinate. So it makes sense to revert here if the, our aperture in the screen is round, it makes sense to go to polar coordinates. Tako da uporabimo valne koordinate, tukaj ro do točke, ne, in tukaj štejemo kot fi, ne. So in our, we revert to polar coordinates to integrate this thing much easier than the x and y if the aperture is round. No, in poskušamo pogledati zdaj, so we are trying to solve this integral here. This is just a constant, we are not interested in constants. Ne zanimajo nas konstante tukaj, pač pa skušamo reči tisti kosti integrala. Ne? No, in zdaj, ta naš integral in y n minus j k 2 d oddajnika d sprejemnika d oddajnika in d sprejemnika, ne? Prepišem sta stvar, kar prepišem se mar, krat x kvadrat in y kvadrat, ne? D x in d y. Če tu pretvorimo polarne koordinate, tu je integral od nič do mali a po roju, od nič do 2 pi po fiju. Ne? So, ro gre od nič do a, so ro goes from 0 to a, and fi goes from 0 to 2 pi. E na minus j k, d oddajnika in d sprejemnika, d oddajnika d sprejemnika, ne? Tukaj je ro kvadrat, ne, ker v polarnih koordinatah ro kvadrat je x kvadrat in y kvadrat. In polar coordinates, ro is simply expressed by x squared and y squared, and this is convenient for us. In differential, the x, the y, so the differential of area, in polar coordinates is rho, d phi. istorije. No, in zdaj poskušam to stvar rešiti. Dobro, po Fiju je stvari razmeroma preprosto za rešiti po Fiju, ker stvar ni nikjer odvisna od Fija. So integrating over Fi is very simple, we simply get to Pi in front. Integracija po roju, ne? Pa gremo na kakšen način, uvedemo novo spremenljivko U je rho kvadrat, introduce a new variable, U is rho squared, and du is dvakrat rho de rho na. Tude z novo spremenljivko pišem, se pravi pišem krat eno polovico tukaj, integral od nič do a kvadrat, ne? U gre do a kvadrat, zdaj u gre od nič, so u goes from 0 to a squared, if rho was going from 0 to a. Ne? Pišem noter pod integralsko funkcijo, in da naj mi od k, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, ne? In da sem ta du uvedel noter, sem mogel tukaj polovica, da sem du is twice rho de rho, so I had to introduce one half here for this video. No, in če zdaj ta integral rešim, ne? Če nadaljujem tukaj, ne? Moram malo varčevati tam, da I have to save all space. Od spredje mi ostane pi, integral eksponentne funkcije, ne, je ta prvo tista stvar, kar imam gor v imenovalcu, ne, se pravi v imenovalcu, če zapišem tu je zdaj, 2, da daj nekaj bez učenika, od spodje imam manj k, da daj nekaj bez učenika, ne, krat ena manj tu gre v mejah, tukaj od nič do a kvadrat, ne? So the solution of the integral is the undefined integral is just this here in the exponent inverted times the same function, the same exponent function in the limits from u is 0 to u is a squared. No, in lahko zdaj pogledamo, kaj iz tega nastane, če še ta minus pišemo ven, ne, so to remove this minus sign, ne, tu je zdaj 2 pi, ne, piše tam, da bom daj spremnika, z deljeno spode z jk tajnika in zasprednika, ne? In tukaj imam zdaj, ker sem minus upoštev, so I use this minus to invert the sense of integration. Da bom tukaj imel tukaj ena minus, eksponentna funkcija, ena manj od k, d od tajnika in zasprednika, dva d od tajnika in zasprednika, tukaj a kvadrat, ne? Dobro. Zdaj, dejmo mi to stvar tukaj ustaviti sem notro to formulo. So, let's insert this solution into this formula. Pretem, da mogoče nekaj vas spomnim. Kaj je tu 2 pi za k? To je ravno valovno dolžina, this is lambda. 2 pi over the wave number k is just lambda. So just to remember you that many things are going to cancel out. No, in pogledamo zdaj, kaj ostane iz tega, ne, se pravi električno polje, da ta naš primer je zdaj. Da vidimo, kaj se zdaj pokrajša. Tale, čakaj, tukaj smo obrnili predznak j in J se pokreša, so the two J's cancels out. Lambda and lambda in the numerator also cancels out, okay? Kar nam ostane je, nam ostane alfa I. Prepišem, ne? Vidite, tukaj imam D oddajnika, D sprejemnika zgori, D oddajnika, D sprejemnika, so I have D transmitter, D receiver in the numerator, D transmitter, D receiver in the denominator, this cancels out. I am left with, ostane mi N minus JK, D oddajnika in D sprejemnika, deljeno s vode z D oddajnika in D sprejemnika. So this sum remains though. Ne? Tu mi ostane, če sem tudi notri stavil, in mi ostane še ta funkcija, ena minus, ena manj, minus jk, da oddajnika in sprejemnika, dva, da oddajnika in sprejemnika, a kvadrat, ne, ker je naš parametr a je polmer naše izvrtine, ne? So, the parameter A is here the radius of this. Zakaj sem zdaj vse te stvari napisal v takšni obliki? Zakaj sem takšni? Zato, ker tukaj, kaj je ta začeten člen tukaj? What is this term at the beginning? This term at the beginning, if we look at our transmitter, original transmitter here. This is just the field of our transmitter with no obstacles at all. Tu bomo tudi we are going to call this E infinity. Se pravi, ta stvar na začetku, ne, to pravzaprav polje mojega oddajnika, če ne bi imel nobene ovire, ne, ker je ta razdalja, je zdaj vsota obeh razdalja, da oddajnika in da sprejemnika. Ampak tu je polje našega oddajnika, če ne bi imeli nobene ovire, ne. Se pravi, jaz bi lahko zdaj zapisal, ne, da je moje električno polje, ne, da je zdaj tale E neskončno, ne, krat rešitev mojega integrala ena manj jk, ne, d oddajnika in d sprejemnika, z 2 d oddajnika in d sprejemnika, a kvadrat. Ne. So I could rewrite my solution in this form. Why did this make sense? Because I already know what is going on without any obstacles. This is the field without obstacles. Now I have the effect of the obstacle written here. Se pravi, tukaj imam učinek te moje ovire zapisane. Tukaj imam neskončno polje, polje brez ovire, krat ta učinek ovire. Ne? Ja. Dajmo poskusiti zdaj narisati to funkcijo. Let's try to plot this function. In bomo narisali tako, bomo narisali samo velikost, ne. Jaz bom risal tukaj moj polmer iz vrtine A, ne, ki gre tukaj gor, so I'm going to plot here as a function of A, of my radius of my form, my hole, and here I'm going to plot just the magnitude. Se pravi, risal bom samo velikost tega električnega polja. Why just the magnitude? Because the phase is a little bit difficult to estimate. But the magnitude is very simple and my very important line here is E infinity. Ne? Zelo pomembna črta, zelo pomembna pomožna črta je tukaj ene končno. Ne? In kako gre ta stvar? Ja, koliko je lahko vrednost te stvari bo oklepajo tukaj? What can be the magnitude of this parenthesis here. Ta stvar je lahko nič. Če je a enako nič, je ta stvar ravno ena. So if a squared is 0, this thing is 1, 1 minus 1 is 0. We start with 0. What is the maximum value of this parenthesis? Kakšna je največja vrednost tega oklepaja? Največja vrednost tega oklepaja je, kad je tale faza tukaj, ne, to je čista faza, to je čista funkcija kompleksnega argumenta tukaj, ne. Ker je ta faza točno pi, ne, n min j pi je minus n, n in n rata 2. Ne? Se pravi, ta stvar lahko niha med, so this thing can oscillate between 0 and 2. Ne? Med nič in 2 lahko niha ta stvar. Ne? Kar pomeni, da si jaz tukaj narišem še eno prokončno črto, pomožno črto. Ne? So je draw here not really line at twice e infinity. In če si zarišem zdaj rešitev, rešitev bo nič in bo začela nikati tako. In nika, če dalje hitreje. So the solution we got out is quite strange here. We get an oscillating solution, and this oscillating solution, okay, for A is 0, it makes sense. For A is 0, we get 0 field. If we have no aperture here, we cannot get any field. Afterwards, this solution oscillates up to twice the field. And it doesn't seem it comes to a stable point anywhere. Se pravi, razumljivo je dobro, če je A enako nič, da naprej nič polja skozi, če je luknja majhna, v meri majhna, naprej ne skozi. Ne? Ampak, kakor je sveče luknjo, ta stvar začne naraščati, naraste do dvakrat vrsta, pa pa spet nič, pa spet na dvakrat, pa spet nič. In tu niha, če dalje, bel na gosto niha. Zdaj, kada dobimo eno tako čudno rešitev, da smemo biti kakor Poisson pred 200 letmi v francoski akademiji znanosti, ne? Pač pa je treba povedati, kaj se fizikalno odzadje dogaja. So, looking at such a strange solution we got here, that doesn't make sense, we shouldn't act like the mathematician Poisson in the French Academy of Sciences 200 years ago. He said that this was impossible. No, this really happens. So, we have to find an explanation what is going on. No, in kakšna je naša razlaga? Bom narisal še enkrat to slikco. I'm going to redraw this same drawing just to make it clear what is going on. I'm making the same drawing once again, just to be clear. Tukaj imamo vse oviro, ne? So this is our screen, with a hole in the center. Ne? Imamo tukaj naš oddajnik, we have our transmitter here, here we have a receiver. Kaj se dogaja zdaj tukaj? Fizikalna razlaga je naslednja. Da jaz imam med oddajnikom in sprejemnikom en neposredni žarek. So I have a direct ray between the receiver and the transmitter. To je neposredni žarek, ne? In razen tega neposrednega žarka, jaz imam uklon na robu ovire. In addition to this ray, I have diffraction at the edge of my obstacle. Se pravi, tukaj imam uklon. No, in tudi tukaj imam v tem mojem izrazu, imam točno tu, ne? Tale enka je neposredni, So this is a direct ray, is this one. And this one here is the diffraction. Та тукай е уклон. И имам точно два жарка написано. Непосредни жарек е та енка, уклонени жарек и та негова фаза е точно, та фаза е точно разлика, so this phase exactly accounts for the additional phase accumulated by the diffracted ray.
Posebnost okrogle odprtine je točno v temu, da se vsi te uklonjeni žarki po celotnem robu imajo enako fazo in se so fazno seštejejo. So, what is special here about a round hole in my obstacle is that all the rays, all the diffracted rays from all the circumference of this hole have the same phase and they sum up. And that's the trick.
Kaj se zdaj dogaja v resnici? So what is really going on here? If I draw this plot once again, tega bom še enkrat narisal, ne?
Kaj se še enkrat dogaja? Če imam tukaj A, ne? Tukaj imam N neskončno. Tukaj imam dva N neskončno. So what I didn't do on this plot for the electric field, just amplitude of the electric field. I didn't account for the amplitude terms.
Right. Te amplitudne člene sem zanemaril in teh nisem nikjer upošteval. Zaradi tega, kaj se v resnici začne dogajati?
Ja. Meni v začetku stvar v resnici niha, kot sem narisal. So I get this oscillation in the same way as I draw it. But as I go on with the angles here, with the distances, these distances increase, this radiation pattern also decreases, and the amplitude of this oscillation decays. Se pravi, tu nihanje če dalje me ne niha, ne? Sicer razmeram bolj na gostu, ampak se nekje izniha. Ne? So this oscillation actually rings out, tu se izniha, ne? Zaradi amplitudnih členov. Ne? Se pravi, tu je zdaj naša amplituda. The amplitude terms will decay this oscillation. Well, at the beginning we have just the phase term. Here we only have the phase term. To iznihanje amplitude se ne zgodi tako hitro. So this ringing out of the amplitude does not happen really quickly. You have to go to very large angles to see this effect. In the case of a perfectly round hole in the obstacle. No, ampak nekaj, kar bi si lahko pogledali tukaj, je nekaj drugega. Ne? Kaj se dogaja z poljem za takšno odprtino, če bi si jaz recimo premikal tukaj? Ne? Se pravi, če bi jaz tukaj zdaj si narisal v točki sprejema, če bi si tukaj skiciral zdaj, koliko je električno polje, ne? Če bi jaz pogledal zdaj prostorsko porazdelitev, kaj se tukaj dogaja, ne? Polja, ne? So, I will try to draw what is going now on the z-axis. In zame pomožna črta bo zdaj tukaj jasno N neskončno, ne? In vzamem, da imam veliko odprtino, ne? So I draw this for the case, bom da zrisal, kadar je ta izraz tukaj gor razmeroma velik. I'm drawing this example for the case when the exponent over there I have, so k times
d oddajnika in d sprejemnika za 2 d oddajnika d sprejemnika krat a kvadrat, da je ta stvar dosti večja od, recimo, 2 pi. So I draw this for the case of a large aperture when I do many oscillations. What do I see in the diffracted field? Kaj dobim zdaj v uklonjenem polju? Ja, v uklonjenem polju jaz v resnici nekje lahko dobim maksimum. Lahko dobim tukaj 2 neskončno. Ampak potem ta stvar se zelo hitro izniha tukaj. So, this double field actually appears only on the axis of our circular aperture. Ta dvojno polje dobimo samo na osi naše krožne odprtine. Nekjer drugod se ta stvar zelo hitro izniha, ne? No, in temu rečemo Aragova točka. So this spot here is called Arago. Aragova točka, rečemo temu sredini. No, kdo je bil Arago? Arago je bil predsednik Francoske akademije, politik, ne? In on je mogel zdaj pomiriti, ker sta se Fresnel in Poisson skregala med sabo, ne? So Arago was the president of the French Academy of Sciences. And he had to cool down things when Fresnel and Poisson started fighting. Fresnel, the inventor of the theory we are talking about on the board, and Poisson, the mathematician that tried to defeat this theory. And so Arago acted as a politician. He was a politician. And Arago proposed an experiment. Arago je predlagal tukaj poskus, ne, da to naredijo, ne? No, in poskus je bil obraten, ne? Aragov poskus je bil ravno obratna zadeva tukaj, ne? Če tu naredimo, potem naredimo odmor, da zdaj Araga obledamo do konca, ne? So, Arago actually proposed the opposite experiment. Arago je predlagal poskus za svetlobo. In predlagal je, da tukaj damo zdaj eno krožno oviro, ki naredi senco. So Arago proposed an experiment when we actually shade an obstacle, a circular obstacle that has here a radius. Tukaj ima ta krožna ovira, ne, ima tukaj polmer A, ne? No, in tisto, kar bi se mi predstavljali, če imamo tukaj svetilo, so if we have a transmitter here, transmitter, kar bi si mi predstavljali tukaj na sprejemni strani, ne? So, in the standard theory of shades, if here we have the electric field, one would expect simply this. Kar bi si predstavljali to tukaj, ne? So what would expect here? We'd expect to see some field here and see no field in the shape. Okay? This is from the standard theory of shapes. Spravi, če bomo gledati sam senčenje, ne? Sence bi videli, tukaj bi videli polje, ne, tukaj imamo električno polje, tukaj je svetlo, ne. So we would see bright here, and we would see a shade here. But what the experiment comes out, kaj eksperiment pokaže tukaj? Eksperiment pokaže. The experiment shows this, that we have a bright spot here, named after Arago. Behind a circular obstacle, we have a bright spot right in the center. And this actually does happen. Poisson said it was impossible. Poisson said, look, Fresnel is a crazy guy. He predicted a bright spot in front. Then they made the experiment and they observed the spot. Poisson je rekel, Fresnel je bedak. Če njegova teorija drži, se bo v sredini pojavila svetla točka, ne? V sredini sence krožne ovire. Ne? In kaj se je zgodilo s poskusom? Točka se je pojavila. Točka se pojavi. So, what was the outcome of the experiment? Arago proposed the experiment. If you have a circular obstacle here, there is a circular shape, but it has a bright spot in the center. And Poisson said, this is stupid. The bright spot cannot appear because this is simply stupid, the Fresnel theory. But the bright spot did appear there. Žal ste imeli tu na vajah zadnjič na laboratorijskih vajah in vajah niste znali postaviti, da bi tu videli, ker ste ta tu lepo videli na laboratoriju. Unfortunately, at the laboratory experiments last week, you didn't do this, because you could have done this, but unfortunately you didn't know how to assemble the experiment with the lens. No, meni je leče. Samo laser, pa uno diapozitiv, ki ima črno piko na sredini, ne? Pa se vidi svetlo točkica v sence. To je škoda, zavaja mi je škoda, ker so, jaz moram reči, so zanemarjene. Je krivim tukaj tudi asistenta, rečemo tisto, da je bil, gor na streh je šlo vse na robote, da je sprejemnik pokvarjen, da je konverter pokvarjen in da je motne od LTE, jasno. Ne, mislim. Lih vse je šlo na robe, kar je lahko šlo na robe, ampak dosti je tudi zasluha tašnega asistenta, kot kar samo. Leto z Aljažem, Aljaž je naredil tukaj čudovito, da je bilo pokvarjen, popravljen kup inštrumentu. Skupaj smo popravili, tudi on je meni javil. Če bi meni asistent povedal, da je inštrument crkven, jaz bi ga popravil, ne? Sam bi ni. Tako da, škoda, teh stvari niste videli, ne? So the experiment shows this bright spot here. Kakšne so praktične posledice Aragove točke za nas v radijski tehniki? So what are the practical consequences of the Arago spot with radio antennas? With radio antennas we have an effect exactly like this one here. And the effect comes out with parabolic antennas. Parabolic antennas that have a primary feed here. Okay? So such a parabolic antenna, parabolic dish, is usually cut to a round shape. If I draw the radiation pattern here, such an antenna has a strong beam here, has small beams here, maybe has some spillover here, tako ima lahko nekaj sebe nekaj koroba, ampak ta antena ima tudi nekaj koroba na taj. Malo ljudi vede, parabolično zrcalo ima stop nazaj zaradi uklona na krožni oviri. So few people know that parabolic dish antenna, if it's cut in round shape, if this thing is round here, if it's cut to a round shape, then it has a backlog. Kakšna je rešitev, da se te Aragove, Aragove snopa rešite? Rešitev boste videli pri antenah je dosti krat ta, da če je takšno parabolično zrcalo, je kakšen krat obrezano kakor sončnica tukaj. So, sometimes parabolic antennas are not cut round, but they have a ring. They look like just like a flower. And the reason of this flower is to kill the Aragove spot. Razlog te nezobčenosti, tukaj vkud rečemo, če je tukaj žarilc, ne? So, here is the primary feed. This is our parabolic dish antenna. The dish has such a flower structure around to kill the Aragove spot. So this is what can we do with parabolic antennas? This is a problem. The spot back, because it can collect interference. Ta snop po nazaj, ki se pojavi pri parabolični zrcali, ko lahko pobere motnje iz smeri, kamer vi nočete. No, Glejte, če se pogovarjamo o fizikih, fiziki imajo še bolj preprost problem tukaj. So physicists have a much simpler problem with the Arago spot that we have with antennas. With antennas, we can get rid of it by making the shape of the parabolic dish like a flower, look like a flower. But physicists have a much simpler problem. And physicists, when they build high-power lasers, they usually use neodymium yak rods of circular cross-section. Fiziki, kar delijo laserje, velike moči, uporabijo neodimi jak palce, krožnega prereza, neodimi jak je ojačevalni material za laserje. In kaj se zgodi pri teh neodimi jak palcev? Zrcala, premočnostne laserje se zmerno zažgejo na sredini. Zmerno rata škoda zaradi tega ven. So, physicists, when they do their lasers, using rod, amplifying rods of circular cross-sections, the laser mirrors always burn out in the center because of the Arago spot. And this is something that also happens and does lots of damage. Replacing a laser mirror is expensive. To spet rata škoda zaradi tega Araga. Ne? Tako da Arago je naredil kup težav, ampak vse je kriv Poisson, ko se šel krenet. Ne? So it's all a problem about Poisson. If Poisson didn't start this discussion, we wouldn't have this problem of Arago right now.